Welcome back. This is our Easter Holy Week Deeper Faith, Wider Love podcast. I'm Pastor Dave Young.
I'm Brian Jaster.
Coming to you from beautiful Winchester, Virginia, Bethel Lutheran Church. And we are excited to be offering, as our Christian brothers and sisters throughout the world, offering special opportunities for worship during this holiest of weeks. We'll be gathering here tonight. This is Maundy Thursday. When I was growing up, I always thought that we were calling it Monday Thursday. I'm like, mm-hmm. Dad, why are we calling the service Monday Thursday? And he's like, it's not Monday, it's Maundy. And Maundy, actually, as I've learned through my wonderful education in Lutheran Theological Southern Seminary, that Maundy is from a Latin word, mandatum, which means command. And it's the night we gather to remember the Lord's command to us to share the Lord's Supper, to gather together to be nourished by bread and wine as community. And also the command to be of service and love with each other as we wash each other's feet in an act of humility, an act of service. And so we gather together for Maundy Thursday worship this evening at 7 p.m. here at Bethel. And then tomorrow we will gather on Good Friday, which was also confusing to me when I was growing up, because I'm like, why are we calling this good, Dad? Because it's the day that Jesus died. And Dad explained to me that it was good in the sense that it reminded us of the lengths to which God will go to connect with us and to save us. And so even though it's a bad day, and it's a solemn day and a day of tears and a reminder of our sin, it is also a day where we remember what God has done through the cross and how God turns death into life. And so that's why it's good. So we gather on Good Friday for two worship experiences, one at noon and then another one at 7 p.m. Holy Saturday then becomes the day of holy silence as we remember Christ's death and look forward to the celebration of his resurrection, which we will do on Easter with Ooh. Our worship services at 8:30 and 11 p.m. or 11 p.m., 11 a.m. And then we will be also offering our breakfast time from 7:30 to 10:30. So you can come either before service or before the second service and gather and worship and then have breakfast. As a part of that, as community, there'll also be a little resurrection egg hunt, right, Brian?
Yep, resurrection egg hunt.
What time?
Outside. It'll be between services, starting at about 9:45.
9:45. So opportunity for the kids. So Easter is going to be a pretty big celebration, and we're excited to offer that to the community. And so as we gather today, we just wanted to be able to center ourselves and enter into the story we're going to hear on Easter. And what we're hearing is from John chapter 20. It is a story of the different stories. It is interesting because this is the story where Mary comes and Joseph of Arimathea has already given Jesus a proper burial, according to John. And Jesus and Mary comes to see her Lord in an act of devotion, to maybe pray over him, to pray for the Jesus movement to come. And when she stands outside the tomb, she weeps, and she sees two angels sitting where the body of Jesus had been laying. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" And she says, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." And when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. And Jesus said, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" And she says to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have taken him." And Jesus then said to her, "Mary." And it was at that moment that she turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. And as we focus on this part of the story, we're focusing on the perspective that that Easter is a moment of surprise for everyone. Even though they had been told, interestingly enough, it still comes as a surprise for Mary. It still comes as a surprise for the disciples. And it's pretty amazing that even as we go looking for Jesus, not exactly sure what we're going to find in terms of our lives of faith, like Mary did, we are still surprised by the living, breathing, active, on the loose God, living God of Christ. And so as we were sharing, Brian told a really great story of how we can see Christ in the middle of our lives in really neat very simple yet profound ways. And Brian's going to share a story that's kind of an Easter story of hope and being surprised by grace.
Well, I hope you're surprised and it's neat. So yesterday I finally got around to fixing something. I had a faucet that wasn't working at my house and I couldn't fix it because I had gotten a piece of metal to fix it and it was 10 inches long. And that was about twice as long as I needed it. I needed to be off 5 inches long. And I have no way of cutting this piece of metal. I tried everything, nothing going. So I decided at the end of the day, yesterday, I'd go down to neighbors' houses because I got great neighbors, knock on doors and see if anybody got something that can cut it. First neighbor I knock on, he's a contractor. He's like, nope, my tools are back at the work site. I'm like, okay, great, that didn't work. Next neighbor, her name's Judy, she's awesome. She's getting ready to cut her grass. Nope, no luck there. Walked in the neighbor's house, he was great, wasn't home yet, fine. Last neighbor, I go over to his house, he's like, I don't have anything. I say, fine. So I turn around, go back home, dejected. I'm like, great, didn't get this done. Well, halfway on the way home, I realize, oh, man, I left it at his house in the garage. So I'm like, so I turn around back to this neighbor's house where I left it on the shelf in his garage. And as I walk into the garage, there he is standing with a piece of metal in his hand, and it's been cut in half. And he just hands it to me with a smile on his face. I'm like, what? You didn't have anything to cut? He's like, turns out I did. Here you go. Surprise. I was completely surprised. I've been frustrated. I told Amy I'd get it done. Couldn't get it done. Left it there. Frustrated myself for leaving it there. Frustrated because I wouldn't get it done. I have to go buy a tool or get it the next day. Come back. There it is. Done. Finished. Mm-hmm. Accomplished. Surprise. A little moment of Easter in the day. Maybe not like grand resurrection with like angels and flying around and like chorus singing and stuff and people dancing during a big party. But in the middle of something that was lost, something that was not going to happen. Resurrection. I hear a little bit of Mary there. You know, she's come to the tomb, and the body's not there, and all her hopes had run out, and then suddenly, surprise! Jesus shows up, says her name, and accomplishes what she never thought could happen. And for me, that was a little piece of resurrection yesterday. The piece of metal I needed to cut to get the job done. There it was. A little Easter.
And those moments, Brian, are what we live for. That's who Christ is. When we can't name Christ in that moment, then can we only name Christ in the big moments? As a matter of fact, that is a moment that is just as powerful, just as God breathed. Mm. When we serve and love and show grace in this world, Easter is in the words of Christ and the promise of Christ and the message of the kingdom of God is alive. And it is alive in the midst of that. And that's what Easter is about. It's about claiming moments like Easter that you shared, little moments of resurrection, of new life, of new promise, of new hope. And as the people of God, let us live into that. As we seek in our lives to grow deeper in faith and wider in love. We wish you a happy Easter. We wish you a blessed, blessed spring. And know that God loves you, that we love you, and that our God has called us all into the great gift and promise of Easter, which does not disappoint and is hope forever. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.